Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I believe we've got some more guests in the studio today.
We have. We've got Mary and James from Vectis Brass. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you. Vectis Brass is what? Obviously, it's brass band,
it's
I would imagine.
It's a brass band that was formed as a community project in 1947 by the ATC Army. The lads had come out of the war and wanted to form some sort of musical thing for them to march to. And they talked about a drum and bugle corps, but the senior officer decided to get a little bit more money and form a proper brass band.
Oh, right.
And yes. Our founder members, the last one has just died.
Oh, no. Oh.
So they were with us all the way through.
Oh, right.
And we rehearse in Ryde, and anyone is welcome to join. We have a youth and training section as
right.
well, which teaches adults and children.
All right.
And we have a great deal of fun doing it. We have percussionists. James takes care of those. He'll tell you more about those.
Yeah, they're my responsibility.
But they're fantastic little ones. And the latest things to buy for young people is plastic instruments.
All
now,
right.
you wouldn't think plastic would resonate as well as brass, but it does, and they're lighter. Because my little cornet player...
So it'll be Vectis plastic.
Yeah, we might. Yes. Our little cornet players, the girls, were deflating in rehearsal because the cornets are, we don't notice it because we're adults, but they're quite heavy because they're brass. So we bought some plastic cornet ones and they're superb.
So this is, I presume it's some kind of modern plastic that's a bit harder than the
Yes,
other,
it's moulded. It's like, so you can drop it and it doesn't dent or break or anything,
you
but they're fantastic.
Yet.
And you get them in all sorts of colours, so they're super for young people.
Oh, right.
Learn on.
So what instruments are there in Vectis Brass?
Standard brass band instruments. So you have a row of cornets, which are similar to violins in an orchestra. You have a principal cornet who leads the band.
Is that you?
That is me.
Right.
And I have the responsibility of playing the solos and organising the section.
Right.
So I'll lean down to the lads and say, right, we're going to mute it with this, or can you play, can you not play, and lead the section, like a principal violinist.
Right.
In the middle, we have tenor horns, which is the equivalent of a French horn in an orchestra.
Oh, right.
And the middle section of the band, the tenor horns, the baritone horns, were invented by Adolf Sachs, and they point up. So
right.
they are effectively baby tubas, effectively. And they are the middle sound of the band, so they're all the chords, and the quality of the sound really comes from there. Euphoniums, that are baby tubas again, sit opposite me. Behind them are the trombones. Now, they read in treble clef, which is rather unusual for a trombone. They normally read in bass clef, but trombones can play, as you know, orchestra, jazz. They're a very versatile instrument, and we have trombones.
We have plenty of room in front of them, though.
Yes, yeah, they're good. And then right at the back, we have the tubas, and we have E-flat tubas, which are specific to brass band, really, or marching bands, or wind bands, because they're slightly smaller. And then we have the big beefy B-flat tubas, which are huge. It looks like a car engine. And they're massive, and they're the bass line that we all sit on. And then we have the percussion, and James can tell you about that.
Oh, go on then.
Well, yes. Normally, it's in some brass bands, you'll have three players covering, well, what normally one person playing timpani, one person playing bits and pieces, and one person playing the tuned instruments and all this sort of thing. Unfortunately, at Vectis, I'm doing all of them.
Oh, right.
And so
How many arms have you got?
Yeah, exactly. I sort of sit with a drum kit with a glockenspiel next to me and sometimes an electronic box to do timpani and all sorts of things. So, yeah, it's...
So you have no other percussionists?
Not at the moment, not in the senior band, but in the junior band we have... three or four.
Yes.
All right.
Youngest of which is 7 years old.
Oh,
yes.
How nice.
Which is always a joy. One very talented girl playing.
Annabelle.
Annabelle, who's taking to the drum kit like a duck to water.
Oh, that's nice.
And, it can be hard work because they've got the energy of kids and some.
Yeah.
But they're very disciplined. James is very good. He's very patient with them because they have to wait and then play their little band.
Yeah.
Annabelle has played with a senior band. She played with us at Rylston Gardens in our summer season, and we did Mamma Mia with her, didn't we?
You did. I wasn't there.
She did.
Yeah.
She was fantastic and stole the show.
We got the sack that day.
So we're training her up. She will be in the senior band within six months.
So with your band, is it a seated band or is it a marching band? Or
it started out as a marching band, as I said, when it was first one, but we're a seated band.
Yeah, so as they got older.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned Mamma Mia, so you don't just stick to the traditional brass band types?
No, modern brass bands play everything, anything, all the stuff you've played, there's brass band arrangements for all those sort
of things.
There's orchestral arrangements, there's contest pieces. Brass bands are very famous for contests. We used to go and contest on the mainland quite a lot with conductors. We were very successful.
Very successfully, yes.
Very good. But it takes us, what, £1,000 to get off the island?
Yeah.
Get there, get back. If you want to do the big contest, like the area, which qualifies you for the nationals if you do well, that's an overnight stay in
Torquay.
Yeah. So it's not like we can drive and come back.
No.
So that's a grand to get off the island and then the overnight stay.
Yeah.
So it's a big commitment.
It's also a bit strange that this area, the Isle of Wight, Portsmouth, Bournemouth, isn't regarded as the London area.
We could do the London area, which would have been
an awful lot easier to get to.
Whereas come back.
Getting all the way out to Torquay is
interesting.
It's a hell of a schlep.
Yeah. And we'd rather concentrate on our youth band, training them up, and our concerts.
Yeah.
We do quite a few charity concerts. We support the Salvation Army Christmas campaign.
All right.
So we do quite... It's in our constitution, and we do it willingly.
Yeah.
So.
And also, it means we can... We don't have to be picky about who we have coming to play with us. We can take anybody along.
Anybody
can come in
if you're willing.
Would you take Leisha in her current disguise?
I'd put you in percussion though. That's okay.
Thanks.
But yeah, anyone, if you're willing to come along on a Thursday night and join us, we will teach you and find something to do.
So and whereabouts in Wright?
We are at where.
The old Bishop Lovett
School. Thank you. The old Bishop Lovett
School.
I can never remember what it's called. It's Oakfield Primary School.
But was where Bishop Lovett was. And they've been very supportive to us.
Yeah. So you've got a nice indoor place to practice.
Yes.
So do you keep all your instruments there or do you take them home?
The players take their own instrument home. Yeah. But we have a selection of quality instruments to give to anyone who comes in to join the training band.
Yeah.
It's free. Our training band is free because the senior band support it. So if you're willing to come along, sign up, we will give you an instrument. We will look at you, decide, you know, if you're very little and your teeth are still moving about, we won't have you. We'll wait till they settle for obvious reasons.
Because
you're not supposed to play with pressure, but you do. I can't say you don't because we do. But once that's settled, then we'll, if you want to play brass, we can sort
that out. Well, we've actually managed it that... A couple of the youngsters come in and start on percussion to get an idea of what it's like in a band situation and counting and all that sort of thing and the discipline of it. And then as they grow, their mouths become a little bit more stable. Then they've moved across to start on cornet.
Right. Mm.
James and I are a product of our youth band. When it started in the 80s.
Right.
Because I joined when I was 12 in 1979. You were a similar age, James.
I joined a little bit later when I was about 14, 15.
Yeah. And we went through the band and were taught and looked after by the lovely, like I say, the founder members who were real gentlemen and would support the children all day. Sit with you and be patient and wait for your mistakes and say, no, not quite, and sorted it out. And anyway, both of us went to university and got degrees in music.
And both ended up playing. I did, Mary did several years at a couple of the top brass bands up in the northeast, I think.
I went to Salford University.
Oh, right.
And so I was lucky enough to play with really, really good bands. Mm. Phenomenally. And if you're in the best brass bands in Britain, you're in the best brass bands in the country.
Yeah.
In the world, is what I'm trying to say. Because they are superb.
Yeah.
Really. So I feel very loyal to the band, as I'm sure James does, because we owe it. I wouldn't have gone to music college if it hadn't been.
That's interesting. It's become your life's work.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
I was lucky enough to spend 30 years in the championship section playing with Redbridge Band, and every time I was down on the island I'd be looking up the band coming back and playing, and occasionally once or twice I did get a phone call help and I would come back from London to come and help out.
I'll ask you a question, Mary. Traditionally, brass bands were very male preserved back in the day. There's nothing like that now, I presume.
When I was at university, which is a few years ago now, it was a very male thing. Mm. That, of course, with equality now and the way things are. And when I was at Wingates, which is a very famous brass band, I sat next to Shona White, who was the first brass band player, she was younger than me, to win the BBC Young Musician of the Year.
Oh, right.
And that sort of lifted brass bands, because people, like you say, they think of whippets and cocker, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
You haven't got a flat cap, then?
No, I haven't got a whippet either, now.
And you don't know anybody who works in a coal mine.
No, no. But no, it has changed, and some of the best players in the country are girls now.
Yeah.
Now, do you wear a uniform of sorts?
Yes, we do. We have two uniforms. We have a summer uniform, which is just like a Fred Perry, black shirt with our logo on, and black bottoms, trousers, skirts, whatever you want to wear. And we have a winter uniform, which is a black jacket with a badge and a green tie, which matches the outline of our badge.
Nice. I think it always looks nice to have the whole band all attired in the
same youth
way.
Band wear a green polo shirt with the same logo on, and we have little caps for them, because in our safeguarding, we make sure if we're in the sun, they are protected.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We don't quite go down the route of army-style tunics and braid and all this sort of thing.
No, but I think it looks nice to be obviously of the same band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So how can people find out more?
We are on Facebook. If you'd like to see us on Facebook, we also have a Facebook page for the parents of the children who come to our training band. So if you just look up Vectis Brass on Facebook or Vectis Brass Training Band, you can find where all our concerts are on there, clips of us. If you'd like to hire us, get to know more about us, like you say, that's the best thing to do.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Now, question which is entirely down to what the radio station wants. Have you recorded any of your stuff?
Yes.
Can you let us have the recording?
Yes, not we'll now, but I can.
No, but let us have them. We'll play them.
Yes.
Not a problem at all. We'll play one local music track an hour, and that's definitely local music.
Oh, brilliant,
We played two last time. We've level 42 crept in.
Oh, well, of course. We're just getting ready, because we work 6 months ahead of ourselves.
Yes.
So our Christmas stuff is ready. We're looking at next year.
Get us some Christmas. Have you got recorded Christmas stuff?
I'm not sure.
There will certainly, if you trawl back through the Facebook page, there's certainly clips and full performance.
Whatever you've got recorded, get it into us. Just drop it in the station or send it to me or Maggie, and we'll sort that out.
When's our next concert, James? Because that'll be
next concert. Oh, I've just had that up as well.
24th.
It's all right. No, no problem at all.
Just looking on the.
It's live radio. That's what happens.
Just 23rd.
23rd.
Yeah, Sunday the 23rd of November at Northwood Church.
Okay.
Which is one we do very, very regularly.
Yeah.
And we can say this year, as we found out to our joy last year, they've put a new heating system in, so we didn't freeze to death.
Thank God it was freezing last
year.
Oh,
2 years ago, we absolutely froze to death.
Yeah.
This year, last year, we'd found they'd put a fantastic new heating system in. So
now you're too hot.
Well, no, we were just, it was just right. It was lovely.
Right. So we will probably record all that, and I'll send you a Christmas track.
Anything you record, get it into us. We'll be happy to play it.
That'd be
we put it on a rotation with all the other local artists.
Thank you.
A bit of brass band music in the middle of the day. Why not?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you very much for coming
in. If you
can
cut some of it down to 3 minutes-ish, that would be No, seriously, because that's how long the track's
are. That's how long you
like it. 3 and a half minutes is fine.
Yes, I'm sure we can sort that out.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.